Hello, and a big welcome to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Inspired Souls podcast. Today, I am very excited to be joined by super confidence coach Martha Mock. Martha is a motivational entrepreneur, a multi-award winning makeup and hair artist, and author. And today, we're going to be talking about you don't have to be perfect to be confident. Hi, Martha. Big welcome to you. How are you today?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you, Helen? Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm really honoured to have you on today. It's very exciting. And yes, I'm well. Here in the UK, it is swelteringly humid. So it's good, but very hot.
Oh, I have 6 layers on this morning. So that is the contrast that we're having.
Definitely a bit of contrast going on here. So podcast listeners, you won't be able to see. I'm sat here in a vest top and Martha's got a big sweater on.
It is freezing.
Some contrast going on. So Martha, it's great to have you here today. So you've been through quite a journey yourself to become a super confidence coach. So you guide women who have had a similar experience to you, being in an abusive marriage, being bullied at school, and also sexually molested. So are you happy to share with us your journey?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I have the one thing that I have learned to do to during my healing process is to learn to be vulnerable and accept what happened in the past is in the past. Mm. So I'm happy to share with people now only because that I have to work on myself to realize that I'm in control of what my situation is now. So give everyone a little bit of a background. My name is Martha Mock. I'm a super confident coach. I have a 19 years abusive marriage experience. I was being bullied at school since the age of 6, and I was sexually molested by someone I trust at the age of 4. Mm. All of that, I didn't use it as a grudge. I didn't use it as a darkness. I actually turned it into light. I believe in supporting and giving love to each other. And that's how my journey started into doing makeup. So I believe in making people feel beautiful about themselves, regardless of age, size, or nationality, or who they are.
Yeah,
I believe that we all have a beauty from within. And being a makeup artist have allowed me to bring out that beauty so they can feel confident in themselves inside and outside, not knowing that due to COVID, as we all know, everything shut down, isn't it? Mm. That's when my current partner, who he's an absolutely amazing man, who encouraged me to go into this life coaching journey. And I have been loving it because I feel like I find my calling. I feel like I find my purpose, not only be able to help people to feel beautiful one day, I have now got the power and the knowledge and the skill to help people to feel beautiful every single day. And just by doing that, I even noticed my own smile have been brightened. I no longer need to wear a mask that I have been wearing for 30 years as a silence woman. So my mission is to have no woman to suffer in silence.
I love that. That's absolutely amazing. So you've been through an awful lot yourself. So you've now applied all of that into your confidence coaching so that you can help everyone else to feel as good as you do now.
Exactly, because we all have a right to feel happy and joy. But I didn't know that until my 40th birthday. Mm. I asked myself, because I was in such a bad mental state, I was a very successful entrepreneur outside. I'm always on stage. I'm a judge at the makeup competitions, but I was rotten inside. Mm. On the outside, I was the greatest pretender. I was not happy inside. So I told myself I only want to live up to 60 years old. Any more than that, I would not be able to take it. My life was already good enough. Mm-hmm. I have learned a lot, and that was it. On my 40th birthday, I asked myself, what do I want in my 20 years left that I have? Mm-hmm. I said that all I want is to find a loving partner who will treasure me the way that I deserve to be treasured, and to find joy and happiness again. So I took the punch of leaving my ex-husband and finding myself again. And it wasn't an easy journey. When I left him, I gave him everything that I have left. Not much in the bank account. I even gave him my car when I walked away because I know he has nothing as well. And still inside of me, I feel that guilt of being the one that was leaving him. That I was carrying that during the process of finding new love again. I feel like that I need to be a people pleaser. I need to please the men. I need to please other people so they will love me. I was scared. I was someone who's over 40, overweight, not being amazingly beautiful. So how do I attract other people? And I use all the wrong things that a woman would do. Being the nice person, trying to fake it till you make it, anything that you can name off, been there, done that. Not until I've truly learned who is Martha. Who is me? I'm just who I am. Why do I need to be shaping up for someone else? After 19 years, isn't it time for me to stop my own BS belief system or whatever way the other way you want to say it?
I was taking the BS.
Yeah, the BS. Yeah. So isn't it time to stop the BS and start looking after me?
Yeah.
That sentence woke me up completely. And that's when I met my current partner. I still remember the first few dates that we went to. He actually said, "My God, I can't believe I finally find someone who is secure in themselves and is a confident woman in herself."
Yeah, that's beautiful. So it was more, so you went through the process, you left the marriage and you went about trying to find yourself, but then it was just something that clicked and then changed everything for you. Was that allowing your uniqueness and your vulnerability to show through? Because as you were saying beforehand, you know, about wearing a mask, so pretending, and so many people I think go through life, you know, they've got the successful job and they're in the marriage and they've got this and that, and it's outwardly looks great, but actually on the inside they're not happy, not living in alignment, and it's not a comfortable way of being, is it?
No, I still remember at that moment, I was going through trauma therapy. And the first thing that any coach would tell you is to have more self-love. Mm. When I heard that sentence, I actually say F off. Because I thought, it was true. I thought that I love myself.
Yeah.
I really thought I do, because I live well, I eat well, fine dining, nicest hotel. I always travel myself by myself. I go to international places to work. I live well. I thought I was living my life. So who are you to tell me that I don't have self-love? Yeah. I didn't know what self-love mean. Yeah. I didn't know that self-love is being able to face my past, facing my fear, and still smile at it and say, yeah, that was what happened. You know what? I'm not in control of what happened before, but I'm in control of what's happening now.
Yeah.
So I am in control.
Yeah.
That completely changed my life.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And I talk about self-love all the time myself in my work and with my clients. And it runs so much more deeper. We often think self-love is having a bubble bath or, like you say, going to a nice restaurant, but it is so much deeper than that.
It was. It was truly a learning experience for me, learning what self-love really mean. I was those one of those advocates in the plane, like, because I fly a lot. And you know how in the plane they said that you must put your mask on first before helping the next person next to you?
Yes.
And I was an advocate of saying no. Why? Like, you know, I'm a caring person. I must take care of the other person first. Like, this is just the right thing to do. This is so wrong. That was what I was saying, because I didn't have self-love. I didn't understand what self-love was. And only later in my journey, I realized that, oh, I need to make sure I'm looked after first before I have extra to give. Because if not, everyone you see in your life is only going to be someone that is taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
So once you change that mindset, I started to say to myself and to other people, people come and take advantage of you because they need something. It's because you have extra to give that you are allowing them to take advantage of you. You are the blessed one. Yes. So that changed my life into thinking that, hey, you know what? Yes, he beat he'd been living on me for that long, but it's not his fault. It's just that he doesn't have the resources and he doesn't realize how to become resourceful. It's like time. We all have 24 hours in a day. How do we use it is how successful we're going to become. It's not about having the resource you have. It's about how resourceful are you having with that time that you're going to use.
Yeah, absolutely. That really resonates. So I love your name, the super confidence coach. So what's the difference between confidence and super confidence? I can see this expansive energy of like, yeah, superwoman.
Oh, I have to thank my partner. Because when I finished my first coaching course, I actually asked him, I want to be either a success coach or a confident coach. And then he said, yeah, confident you definitely have. But there's so many confident coach outside, then what makes you different? Why don't you call yourself super confident coach? I'm like, really? I can do that?
Yes, can I do that?
So scared, like, really? Oh, really? I can do that? So, and it took me about 3 months to actually learn to be what is super confident.
Yeah,
and I realized something now. It's in my learning and the journey that we first, when we learn something, it's about being unconsciously competent, which means you don't know what you don't know. Simple as that. Then you become consciously incompetent. Then you will find that I know what I'm missing, but I just don't know how to get there.
Mm.
The next step is become consciously competent, which means that, I know how to be confident now. I got the step. I know what to do. But the last stage is the fact that now I feel like I am consciously and unconsciously competent.
Mm.
Confidence is everything that we have inside of us. We don't need to dig it out. We don't need to get new confidence shirt to put on. No, it's not about that. It's about building what you have inside and allowing your conscious and unconscious mind to come into play and come into power. Mm. Our conscious mind only controls 10% of our brain, which is the logical part of our brain. The 90% is actually controlled by the unconscious mind. So this unconscious mind has such a great power. It's like people said that we only use 3 to 4% of what our brain can actually use. And it is the unconscious mind that driven that super feeling inside of you, making you feel like a superwoman. It doesn't mean that you're egotistic. It doesn't mean that you are looking at everyone down. That's not the case. Mm. It's just the fact that you are consciously aware of your confidence and unconsciously aware of your confidence.
Yes. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's about having the feeling and embodying it, living it. So what top tips do you have? Do you have a couple of tips you'd like to share with the audience on confidence that we can go away and put into action straight away?
Definitely. I think that as a woman myself, we like to get validation. Mm. We like to get validation from social media. Oh, how many likes did I get in my post? Okay, how many comments do I get?
It's a big one.
And then we like, And then you like to ask our partner and the people, how do I look in this dress? Do my bum look big in that? That sort of stuff that is called validation that we seek. The first thing that I find is the easiest thing to do is to give ourselves that validation first. Go to the mirror and tell yourself 5 sentences. I'm beautiful.
Yeah.
I matter. I'm important.
Mm.
I'm worthy. And I deserve this happiness.
Yeah.
Immediately, your eyes were starting to have a filter. It's like you're holding the key of happiness, that you can open more door of happiness once you give yourself that validation, once you give yourself that approval and say, I'm deserving this, I'm worthy. So you will begin to see a lot more confident that is coming out from your unconscious mind and building within. So that's one of a very powerful thing that I like to do with my clients and also sharing with your audience is to first give validation to yourself. You don't need other people's validation, even if it feels nice, it feels good. But the most important and the first validation you get must be coming from you and telling yourself that I'm already beautiful. Yeah. That really makes a difference. Yeah. It was funny that I actually shared that with on the Women's Week at one of the land lease property company, which is one of the biggest property company in Australia. And I did this talk to them and then play it on their the front door. So everyone that who walk into that building, there's thousands of people in there. They hear it every single day. And one day the organizer actually told me when I went, they invite me back for a speech. And she said, you know what? I got a guy who actually used your sentence and told her daughter that she is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the next day when we have family days and the daughter comes in and tell me, my daddy sent me to tell me that I am beautiful.
Oh.
And see that effect that you can go for when you know you're beautiful and when you share the word, everyone else become better. So first, give the kindness to yourself. Give that kindness and acceptance to yourself. I'm beautiful. Yes, I got small eyes, flat nose. I may be a size 16. Doesn't make you any less beautiful.
True.
You don't. Yeah, I'm so a makeup artist. Mm. So makeup to me is only a tool. Yeah. It's not something that will make you more beautiful. We always say people who have a beautiful heart are the most beautiful person because you can't act that kindness. You can't act that confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence is a very sexy thing. Trust me, I've got a really good guy now. it's amazing trait. If you say, how do I find a good guy? First thing is, work on your insecurity. Second thing, build up your confidence. That is the most beautiful trait that a guy will want. Because who wants to have an insecure woman around them? You don't want to have an insecure guy that call you 20 million times a day, just making sure that you're okay. That could be caring, but also is something that is you're trapped in that situation. Mm. I was in that situation and I was that person being insecure as well. Sure. So again, don't need to be perfect to be confident. Look at how many mistakes I have made in my life and it's completely okay. Don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as a learning and a feedback and your life will starting to be changed from today.
Yeah, I love that because we, you know, we're human. We're here having a human experience. We need to make mistakes. That's how we grow and that's how we move forward. So it's, I think, what you're saying is we don't look back on the past and beat ourselves up and have regrets. We go, okay, that's happened. Let's move forwards and let's not dwell on it. It's what makes us who we are. And actually it gives us more confidence, I think, to, because we've overcome challenges to move forwards.
One of the really good thing that I find it helped me during my depression was looking at the past event with what I call wisdom and learning. I once did a timeline therapy. It took me back to the moment where I first experienced fear. It was actually when my dad used a knife to stab on me. I still have a scar to prove because I was naughty. It was under the age of 42. But that fevered scene of my vein was green and blue and blood was red, that stayed with me all my life. And that was when I first experienced fear. And when during the therapy, we were asked that you need to find a positive learning from that. And I'm like, F off, really? Yeah. How do I find a positive learning from someone stabbing at me? But you know what? Yeah. I did. Yeah. I first started out of, he's not so bad or stuff like that. And we've got a good relationship now. And then starting to move into myself that I'm good, I'm forgiving, I'm a nice daughter, and I'm a good person.
Yeah.
The last things that I learned was I was in control.
Yeah.
Wow. That was big for me because I was living like a zombie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that having control back will give me this freedom of knowing that that was the learning I got from it. So that fear has been transformed into a learning.
Yeah.
That's how it got me out. So audience, if you have a really traumatic experience, if you have something that you are not happy with, when you think about it, you have that crawly feeling in your heart. Try your best to find the positive learning from it. Remember, every mistake that happens is a learning of what not to do again. We may repeat a few times, like meeting like different guys and things like that. Don't worry, I've been into online dating for 1.5 years before I find mine. So it's about making the mistakes and learning from it and know what you don't do next time.
Yes.
So
Yeah, I think
that's
that's
where to go.
it. Yeah, we don't learn it the first time round, it will come up again and again until we do
Exactly.
learn it and then don't go back into that situation. It's so interesting. So we touched on vulnerability earlier before, and you mentioned you're very happy talking about your story and being vulnerable. So there's a lot of power in being vulnerable, isn't there? And sharing our stories, sharing our journey, and sharing just being authentic and getting that vulnerability across.
Definitely, because I was someone who was in silence for over 30 years. No one knows my story 1 year ago. No one knows. I was too proud, too ashamed, too guilty of sharing my story, thinking that I'm the only one in the world that will understand what I'm going through without asking for support, without putting my mask on and say, I need help. Not until I completely break down and going for trauma therapy. It's finally let me know that I can be open, I can share, I can tell people that I trust. I don't need to trust a lot of people, but I can trust some people to help me, to guide me, to give me a direction of where I need to go. So that was one of the most learning part is it like it's like I go on a lot of podcasts or talk to a lot of people. They always ask me that question, is there anything that you can't talk about? Believe me, it took me 30 years to be able to speak up about my abusive marriage. Then after that, another week or so, I talk about my bullying at school. Not until another 3 months later, I was able to talk about my sexual abuse experience because that was something that was hurting me so badly.
I can
I was so
imagine.
young, and that being an Asian, very traditional girl, that was embarrassing to share. Not until I have the bravery of sharing in a smaller group, and there was a lot of guys there too, and they gave me the confidence to try it. And then I slowly to talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Then my day become better. It's like, don't think that being vulnerable, you don't need to jump out from a plane. You don't need to jump out from bungee jumping. You can start by taking a little step, leak a little bit out to someone you can trust and someone that who is experienced, not just as a friend, because a friend don't have the professional training that they may can give you the not the most amazing advice. So that's why a coach and a mentor like yourself and mine are important because we have the training. We've been through what you've been through. We know what to say, how to lift you up again. So finding that help was important. Like for me, I was grateful for my trauma therapist because if it wasn't for her, I would not even consider going into this industry. It was my partner who suggested afterward, but it was her that who got me the idea of thinking maybe I should look into doing something like this. And she saw that in me and it's like, wow, you're really doing it right now. I said, yeah, I am. I'm so grateful too. I've recently been interviewed by Yahoo Finance as the top 1% confident coach in Australia. So that is just so grateful. I'm
Amazing.
so grateful for that opportunity. I was probably crying for about 2 days, like sucking out all the emotions and things like that. I said, oh my God, like, I really did it. I really did it. And after all this year of being silent, I finally did it. And I'm like, look at me. If I'm someone who's overweight, who's older, who doesn't look like Claudia Schiffer, I can be like this too. So you can too. You have the opportunity. All you have to do is ask. Ask for help. Don't feel embarrassed because no one is going to reject you without you rejecting yourself first.
Absolutely. That's such a powerful story. And being vulnerable, have you, I take it you've had a great response from people, and they've been encouraged to open up as well, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. I am so grateful that as soon as I've been vulnerable, I've been swarmed with people of support. I didn't know because like they keep saying, I didn't know. Like you were so happy at our wedding because I'm a wedding makeup artist. I didn't know you went through that. I'm so sorry that happened to you. And every single time someone said to me, I'm so sorry, I said, no need, because that was my learning.
That was
It's
part of
not
your
a trauma,
journey, and
it's my learning. Exactly. And when you can do that, that negativity is starting to go away. It's because we only have, like, imagine this, we have 2 million bytes per second of information coming from the outside world to us. Our brain only allow 134 bits of information. So we can pick what we choose. Just like when you do a shot, like a COVID shot at the moment, do your COVID shot and then they will tell you something. So you're not focusing on the pain that the jab is going in. So it's all about being able to focus. If we choose to be focused in pain, yes, everything we see will be opened by the door of sadness, the key of sadness. Every door you see is going to be sad. And if you can choose to have that key of happiness, it's like Melbourne recently going into lockdown. We can say, oh my God, like, you know, I can't go out, I can't do this. Or I can say, yes, I finally have time to clean my house. Yes, I finally have time to actually work on my diet plan. Yes, I finally have this and that. There's so much positivity in it as well, even that they was the big trauma that is coming to them. We all have a choice to focus on what we want to focus. And audience, you definitely have a choice too.
I'm a huge advocate of that. I actually put a post out on Facebook just to say, focus on the good, focus on the good, focus on the good. The more you focus on the positive, the more positive you're going to feel and the more positive experience you're going to call in. So I love that you've said that today, Martha.
Thank you.
Let's move on to your work. How do you, who do you work with in particular? Is it specifically women? Is it men and women, or what's your audience and how
I
can they
mainly
work with
work
you?
with women because women understand women. A man has a different mechanism. So I try to be, I've got a lot of masculine feminine energy as well as feminine energy. So I would prefer to actually work with women, but my partner work with all the guys that are coming into the company as well, because he's a guy and he's amazing coach as well. He's my coach. Like every coach needs a coach.
Oh,
So I
yes,
work with
yep.
any woman. I work with any woman that who wants to be the better version of themselves, who knows that they are meant for more. So there's the confident building side of my business, and I also help people who knows that they are meant for more to become coaches, to share their knowledge, to help another person. I'm in the process of developing my nonprofit organization that we can help people that who cannot afford a coach and to get some training from us, because I believe that that love can transfer. Money is one thing. Yes, we do have bills to pay, but when we have extra, we should be giving back to the community. So that's what
Love
I'm
it.
doing at the moment.
Love it. That sounds absolutely amazing. And yep, I couldn't agree more. Coaches need coaches. Everybody needs some sort, some support, some mentoring, some coaching. And I think that's an amazing thing that you're doing there, Martha. So how can people find you if they want to look you up?
Beautiful. So all you have to do is go onto Google and search for Super Confident Coach. I'm the first one that comes up, which is pretty good.
Amazing.
That was actually like unplanned. It just happened. I didn't know that I was the only one that called Super Confident Coach.
Alignment, the
It
perfect
was just
alignment.
meant to be. And if you're on Facebook as well, you look for Super Confident Coach, you'll be able to find me under Marv Mok. Another way is I'm going to share my LinkedIn contact with Helen, so she can actually share with the notes, show notes underneath there. And I wanted to give a gift to all your audience. And thank you for Helen's for giving me this opportunity here. I have written 5 ebooks. And I'm someone that who was telling myself that I have no written English, I have absolutely no grammar. Who the hell am I to be an author? It was because of the COVID that I written my first book. I wanted to help people and give them hope. And that passion in helping other people have pushed me through my fear of not being able to have better English. And you know what? That book itself is not perfect, but it's my book, and it inspired a lot of people during the COVID time. So I'm happy to share that out to you. Another book that I wanted to give away is Action is Proof. My cat died earlier in the year, and I went through 3 months of depression and grief. And during that time, what makes it worse was my ex-husband came back and tell me that I'm the worst person in the world, that he blamed me for my cat's death. And it triggered some of the emotion that was deep inside me that I haven't been able to solve. So during that time, I had a choice. Either I would stay in bed and cry all day, or I will start moving, get myself out, have a shower, put some makeup on, go and do cooking and cleaning. So I realized something called action is proof. You don't have to be perfect, but you need to start moving. So that's where that bold inspiration come in. There's some action plans for people to take and to show them what they can do in the next step. So I'm very happy to share the link with Helen here. All of you can download it as well. And if anyone needs support, I'm happy to have a chat with you. And it's a complimentary chat. You don't have to pay for anything because I believe that everyone deserves help. I was someone that who I wish that I know there was help out there. I thought I was the only one in a deserted island. So I want to let everyone know you are not. I'm happy to help and Helen's happy to help. We're all here to support you.
Oh, we certainly are. And that's so generous of you. I will be sharing the links in the show notes anyway, in the comments anyway. So, yeah, anything you want me to pop in there, Martha, just let me know. So it's been amazing talking to you today. You are full of life and energy and absolutely bubbling with confidence. It's been a real pleasure. But before we go, can I ask if there's any words of wisdom that you have to leave the audience with today?
I want everyone to know you're allowed to be a confident mistake creator.
Love that.
Don't be afraid to make mistakes because every mistake you make is one step closer to the destination you deserve to be, the goal that you want to be. So make the mistake and feel confident in doing it.
Brilliant. Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Oh, I feel really pumped now after talking to you, Martha. Thank you for being an amazing guest here today. And thank you to all of the Inspired Souls audience for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye-bye.